This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
I'm having deja vu. Like, we podcasted last night, too.
Yeah. Like, 3 hours later.
Yeah. 3 hours on a power nap on a love seat.
So which book do you think it was that I had a major problem with?
Which book do I think it was?
Yeah.
Superman.
Oh, you were absolutely wrong.
Well.
Told you wouldn't guess.
Either that or Nightwing. That was my two guesses.
Nope, neither of them.
Or it was... No, I was just kidding. it was those two. I thought for sure it'd be Superman, but if it wasn't, then I was going to go Nightwing, so...
Nope.
All right. Well, which one was it then?
It would be Batman.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I think I said it with the last issue.
Okay.
I just don't care about Bane.
Okay.
You know? So, this is now the second arc that's very... I mean, it's a Bane arc. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, my interest is already waning, you know, or it's... my attention's not fully there because I just don't care about him as much.
Okay.
But my problem with this issue... And overall, I liked it, but I just don't like that it's now at least the second issue in this run, and it's been under 20 issues total so far, where it's been, you know, page after page of random people showing up and getting kicked in the face.
Okay.
You know, like there was the Batman and Catwoman one where they went around punching and kicking all the... You know, C and D list villains.
Right.
This one, it's like every page, Bane takes out another. I mean, like, most of these guys are like A list type guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, come on. That just bothered me a little.
Yeah. A little?
More than a little, but.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, but I enjoyed it. You know, I thought overall, this was better, a better Bane thing, I guess. But, I mean, my biggest issue is I like Two-Face more than I like Bane. I like, you know, Grundy more than I like Bane. I like Scarecrow more than I like Bane. I like the Riddler more than I like Bane. I like, I can't even remember who else.
Calendar Man?
Yeah, I mean, Calendar Man, you know, he's all right.
No. The only time I didn't like Calendar Man... was in 52.
Okay.
Like, they had that stupid little... This week, or he was, like, a reporter or whatever for the TV station, and then, like, the backup stories.
Right.
So, and yeah, I know, like, this is... here, just here recently, he's been serious, or taken serious. Not taken serious, but, like, a more methodical, mature... frame of mind, I guess.
Right.
So, like, you know, the only thing that they had to work on was, like, the cheesy villain of them or whatever. But I don't know. I like this. I thought it was good progression in the story. I'm kind of with you, though. Like the heavy hitter guys, like if he would have done that to Scarecrow or Grundy and the other guy, whatever the Apex or whatever, because we don't know what rhymes with that.
Oh, yeah.
I would have been more okay with it, but like with Riddler or Two-Face.
Yeah, like, I mean, he went through, I mean, like Firefly was in this, and, yeah. You know, like Mad Hatter and Man-Bat and... I'm trying to think who else. I think Copperhead was in this, and I don't remember. I don't even remember. But, I mean, like, Hush is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like Zazz is pretty cool. Man-Bats is, you know, he's Man-Bats.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Freeze. I mean, like, it's a lot of people that I would way rather see a story on than have them show up for, you know, two or three panels.
Right.
And have them... have like a very brief interaction and then get knocked out.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
You know, that's that's my complaint about this issue.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah, I mean,
because like you said, I mean, I agree with you. Now, I didn't want it to be D and C list villains again, you know, like Condiment King and whatnot.
Right. I mean, there's like a little mix of that in here, but not. I mean, there's a lot of heavy hitters in here.
Yeah. But I guess on the flip side of that, like Devil's Advocate part of it is like that helps us establish the badassness of that, the level up that he's doing.
Right.
Or that Kane is, I guess, or Bane is.
Bane. Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. And, you know, and like you said, it progresses through very well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like I'm enjoying this Bane arc more than I'm enjoying the last one.
Okay.
But like, yeah, just like this issue just kind of turned me off with the whole, you know, here's another series of people getting knocked out.
See, this whole run of Batman, the whole run up until this issue, right? Because basically we had the Bane arc, right? And then we had Gotham Girl and Gotham arc, right?
Yep.
And then we had Monster Men.
Right.
And then we had the Bane arc, and then we had the two Catwoman issues, and then back to the Bane arc, right?
Yeah.
For me, I think the very first, the number one issue, and then the Rooftop Nightcap issue.
That's the one with Catwoman?
Yeah, where they do it on the rooftop.
Right.
Hence the Nightcap rooftop.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
I think those are the only two that, like, I didn't like as much. Like, even the first Bane arc I liked.
Yeah, I didn't dislike it. There are lots of parts of that arc that I very much enjoyed, but I thought over, like, the pacing of the whole thing just felt a little weird to me.
Okay. I can see that. I don't know. It's solid for me. Is it perfect? No. Is there little things that I don't like about it? Yes, but it doesn't dwell on the overall good parts of it. It doesn't outweigh the good. So
yeah, I mean, I'd agree with that. I still enjoy this book a lot more than a lot of other books.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think that this is, it's not like the slam dunk for me that it was earlier on.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yep, that makes sense.
And I guess keeping it bats, Batwoman.
Yeah.
I liked this issue more than the Rebirth one shot.
Yep.
But I don't know if I care.
Yep. Exactly. You know?
It's not bad. It's not blow me away great. It's just kind of there. Like I think it'll find its footing, but I don't know if it'll find it after I've already, you know, kind of given up.
Here's the thing with me. It's like, I like Batwoman more in Detective.
Right.
But, with that being said, she's still not my favorite character in Detective.
Right? Yeah, I can see that.
So, you know, process of elimination.
Yeah.
This book was good at best.
Yeah, like, I didn't mind it, but it didn't blow me away.
There's, like, stuff that I didn't really like. I like the idea that she has her own Alfred.
Right. Which is his daughter.
Yes. That's the part that I didn't. I mean, really, we got to be that cliche about it.
Well, she came into the New 52. And she was like a big part towards the end. So I'm glad that she's still involved.
Well, here's a spoiler. Most of New 52 sucked. and even though I haven't read that, I'm going to rank that up there. No, I don't know. I mean, I guess their banter back and forth in this issue was fine, right? I think I'm just turned off of the character because I think it's lazy writing because she is a Pennyworth, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Cause,
I mean, that's like the easy way out, you know? Oh, well, let's just have her Alfred's daughter.
Yeah,
instead of creating a different character.
If you read how she came in, it would make more sense to you. I guess, but, you know, you don't care. The one thing that I really liked about this book,
yes,
was when it went to the, I guess, the flashback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed the black and white style with her hair or her lips or like the roses,
mm-hmm,
being the only thing that were colored in.
Yes.
I thought that looked great. I thought that those few pages looked better than the rest of the book.
Yes. Not only did it look visually better, but like emotionally reading it felt better or felt more impactful reading the black and white pages than the colored pages to me.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, I'll keep going with it, but I don't know how long. You know, I'm definitely more interested in this than I am some of like the bizarre, you know, Superman spin-off book things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the same time,
sidetrack. Do you think that you're more into this because in past readings you were more into Batman characters than you were Superman characters?
I think that's probably some of it. But also part of it is Superwoman was terrible. New Superman was terrible. Supergirl was terrible. And this was just kind of okay.
Well, your opinion's terrible. I'll tell you that.
No, I mean, like...
No, I was thinking about this books, the other day, though.
Those books turned me off more than... You know, like, there was more about it that I didn't like than I did like. Whereas this one, there's more about it than I'm kind of like, huh, all right, than anything else.
Right.
So, I
was thinking about it the other day because, like, I read Superman, like, faithfully when I was growing up or, you know, whatever. And so, and I was like, wait, is that why I like the Superman spinoff books more so than, you know, maybe some of the other ones, or maybe that's why. But for me, I think you're right. For me at least, like, 1 week Superwoman might be a good book or a better book than Detective even or Batwoman. But
there are no weeks where Superwoman is a better book than Detective.
Well, yeah, but maybe for you. But
no, for anybody. There is no chance that anyone on Earth could possibly think that that book is better than Detective Comics.
I don't know. Every Monday night I think of how there's somebody out there that cheers Roman Reigns too, but it happens, so...
Yeah, but those people don't know how to read, so
yeah, because they're only seven.
They wouldn't be reading Detective or Superwoman.
But you know what I'm saying. That's why
no,
I asked the question.
I think that's
because
it's a valid point because it's true. I mean, yeah, we were talking about Nintendo before, and it's like stuff that you grew up on. You definitely have more of an affinity for,
right?
Even when it's not that great, you're still like, you know, oh, I gotta read this because I always read it.
Yeah. Well, here's a prime example, right? Like, Superman died in the comic books, right? They had the whole Death of Superman thing and the funeral for a friend and the Reign of Superman arcs, right, and everything. And then Bane shows up and breaks Batman's back sometime later, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? That's like cheap writing at like 15 or 14, however old I was when, or we were when it came out, right? But yeah. Now, like, I didn't even want to read the stories because I thought it was lame and cheap. But, like, now I can appreciate that. I mean, the stories aren't really, like, knocked out of the park fantastic, but they're good. They're a lot better now than, like, I don't know. I just had that weird, like, grudge against it. I was like, they're just trying to do the same thing because it was popular.
But it's not so much that. It's also, I mean, at that point, the characters had been around for 50 years.
Right, yeah.
You know, so, like, you got to change things up or do something different.
Yeah, the almost 40-year-old man now sees that, but, you know, back then it was just like, they're just trying to make Batman cooler than Superman now, even though probably retrospect he probably was anyways, but yes, that's for a different podcast and a different debate, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what it is. Even though I've never been a huge Batwoman fan,
right?
That, I mean, I think it's, you know, it's probably that I definitely like Batman more than I like Superman,
right?
So,
well, yeah. And I know, like, that Daryl and Mike are like huge Batwoman fans, right?
Right.
And I'll probably ask him later, but. Like, for me, Orphan is, like, one of my favorite characters in Detective just because she has that mystique and mystery part to me.
Right.
You know, like, I know that she has been in stuff before, but I haven't seen her until Rebirth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, she still has that mystique and aura of wanting to know more without tipping the whole hat.
Right.
So... as to where Batwoman, it's just like, yeah, she's kind of cool, but it's like the female version of Batwoman or Batman more than Batgirl is. So,
mm-hmm.
Like the carbon copy. So to me, it's like been there, done that type of thing.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, just quick, if you want to read some good Orphan stories, mm-hmm. I mean, she wasn't Orphan at the time when she was Batgirl. She was freaking awesome. I mean, she's still awesome now, but, like, her Batgirl was great.
What was that?
Trying to think. It was the early 2000s where she was Batgirl. And I think she had... I don't know if she was the first Batgirl ongoing.
Who wrote that? Was it?
Jeez, I don't even remember.
It wasn't Gail Simone, was it?
Who wrote her?
Let me look at the old Google box.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
This is some enthralling podcasting here.
Sure is. So I'm going to just keep talking about something else. But yeah, it was. It was a very, very good run as Batgirl.
Okay.
That I think, if you're like on the fence about Batgirl,
mm-hmm.
I would definitely check that out. You know, it's probably, it's close to 20 years old at this point, but it's pretty spectacular.
Okay. Let's see. It's Cassandra Cain, right?
Yeah.
From Prime Earth. And she's now Orphan. She was in the New 52?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. And, well, I'm trying to find it here. Because it keeps telling me stuff that I already know since it's Rebirth.
Look at you who knows everything.
Yeah, thanks, Wiki. Batman and Robin Eternal?
Yep.
DC Rebirth, yes. It just says it doesn't really give me shit about it.
Perfect.
Yep. So all that for nothing.
I'll find you something later, and I'll let you know what to read. What do you think of Justice League this week?
It was fair. I mean, it wasn't steaming pile like it had been for me, but it wasn't out of the park outstanding either. And this was part three.
Yes. Yeah. For me, I made it to, I think, the third page before I said, you know what? I just don't enjoy this book, and I'm not going to force myself to read it. and I stopped reading Justice League.
Well, I mean, you've been weighing on that for a while, right?
Yeah. And, I mean, each time, it's like a couple of the other books. Each time I'm like, I'm done. Like, I'm going to give it one more, and if it doesn't wow me, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And then it would be like, you know, that issue with the girl's house. That was great. Or, you know, like the one where all the heroes are, like, arguing with each other. And you're like, man, like, these are good issues. Why can't the whole series be like this? But, yeah. That's, yeah. I finally have had enough.
Yeah.
So.
Update. I mean,
it started off with a cross-eyed Superman on the first page, and I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Update. Cassandra Cain, Batgirl, started in 2000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew it was around there.
And she's the one that had the all-black costume and the gold emblem.
Yep.
So seeing her costume, I remember. I just didn't know that that's who that was because I wasn't reading it back then.
Yeah, most of it was really good.
Yeah. And it was Adam Beecham, I guess.
Okay.
And he wrote the miniseries. Yep. Sorry. Side note again.
Did anything of exciting or anything of note happen in Justice League? Or is it still just more of the same, like, overall meh?
Yeah. That's like, it was like I was struggling to get to the end.
Yeah, that's why I finally decided enough was enough.
And I can't put my finger on it of why. I mean, if I struggle or can't get past something, then I'm going to tell you why, you know, whether it's too word heavy or the art takes me out of the story or something, but I don't know. I don't know if it's the pacing, if it's I don't care about all the characters together. You know what I mean? Right. I can't put my finger on why I'm not liking this book. I mean, I understand why you don't like it. I mean, I understand your reasoning why you don't like it, but for me, it's just like one of those things where I'm just like trudging along.
Yeah, that's the exact same thing for me. It's just like it has never grabbed me enough to make me be like, yes, this is fantastic.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, maybe, is that there is no, I don't want to say not cool moments or make me mad moments. It's just I don't feel anything when I read it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the worst thing that could happen while I'm reading a comic book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's honestly the worst thing that can happen with anything, you know, that's supposed to be entertaining you.
Yeah.
Is that you feel nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That, I mean, if you like it or you hate it, at least, you know, there's something.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's nothing, it's failing on every level.
Yeah. So, speaking of a team book... What about Trinity?
You know what? I almost didn't read Trinity.
Really?
I think you might know why.
I do know why.
Why?
Because Clayman does the art in it.
No, I like Clayman.
Oh, so it's the other C word?
Yeah.
The Cullen Bunn?
Yeah, it is correct. I have never read a book by him that I have felt anything more than meh for.
So you've just been middle of the road with his stuff?
Yeah, I mean, it's not even middle of the road. Like, a lot of it I don't like. But, like, the best feeling that I get is kind of how, you know, I just feel nothing for it.
Hey, I already said that.
But, yeah, but I'm just saying, that's how I feel about Cullen Bunn as a writer. And the fact that this issue was, you know, like, I don't know, like the Unholy Trinity or whatever they were calling them. I don't know. I'm not excited about it. You know, like, is Lex Luthor a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is he the guy?
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Oh, man.
You know, I mean,
maybe like, some wrestling fans will get that so reference. Good,
but in this, now he, you know, I mean, I know he's not really teaming up with, you know, these people, but he's sort of, I don't know what's going on. And
yeah.
Honestly, like, I read it, and like I said, I was just kind of like, huh, all right.
You were just whelmed.
Yeah, I was whelmed. You know, I mean, the art, it was weird. For Clayman, the art was not, like, as crisp as it usually is.
Yeah, I can see that. You know, like, there's a couple of panels, but most of the time there isn't even a couple of panels.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if it's, trying to think, who inked it? I'm assuming
he did.
He did the whole thing.
Well, let's see.
You know what? There's two artists on this. It's Clayman and Miguel Mendonca.
And then
Clayman, Johnny Desjardins.
Yeah.
Inked all right, it. So now I'm guessing that the things that did not look as clean were probably the other guy.
Yeah, it was probably Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't Clayman, is it his brother, his father? Doesn't one of his family members do the inking usually for him?
Yeah, I thought so. Huh. I thought one of his family members did, but...
Yeah, I forget how they're related.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, like, overall, I was just kind of whelmed.
Yeah, and every time I hear that, I always think of Teen Titans, the cartoon.
Yeah.
Because, Robin always goes, why is everybody always overwhelmed? Can't we just be whelmed?
Yeah. Yeah, you're either over or under.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm with you. I mean, there are books that I really like of Cullen Bunn's, which we've had private discussions about it before.
Yeah, he writes the Dark Horse horror book that you like.
Yeah.
Harrow County, yeah.
Yeah. And, he's local to me, so I've talked to him quite a bit.
Right.
But I'm not going to go on the defense like I've heard other people. It's like, he's a great guy, so I got to like his stuff. You know what I mean?
Cause, you know what, though? I've met a lot of people at conventions
that
are very, very nice that I don't care for, you know, either their art or their writing.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't have to go hand in hand.
No, I understand. And that's what I was going to say was, you know, he is a good guy, and... Like, when I go to Kansas City to Planet Comic Con, I'm sure I'll talk to him for 20 or 30 minutes again, because he's always right next to Matt Kent, because they're best friends or really good friends, whatever. But, yeah, this is middle of the road for me.
Yeah, I mean, especially, like, the first bit of Trinity.
Yes, the first.
So good. And, like, this is a sharp departure from that.
Yeah. It's kind of like the opposite of when we had Monster Men, or Night of the Monster Men, or whatever.
Okay.
Because remember, we were afraid that since they were all going to tie together,
yeah,
how would it be like a sharp disconnect from the other books or from the main stories of the other books?
Right.
And it kind of flew, I'm not going to say seamlessly, but it flew pretty smooth into each other. As to where this one, like you said, it's not really a 90-degree drop off, but it's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the other one that I was the reveal in Action Comics
again, last week,
I was not as excited for. Yeah, I mean, it's not that. It's, you know, it just didn't blow me away. I thought this issue of Superman did a better job with it. You know, like, I liked...
How so? Because we disagreed last week, because we agreed that the reveal was underwhelming, but I liked that it was Mitzel, whatever you say his name. Mitzel Plick-E-Lick, or whatever.
I'm gonna let you keep going.
Anyways.
No, but, I mean, I liked in this issue, I think my problem with Action was once the reveal happened, I was so let down that it wasn't something like super huge that there was no way I was going to enjoy it. Okay. You know, I really enjoyed the second story with him and Jonathan, but the main story, I was just like, you know what, whatever. With this, I liked seeing how both Superman and Jonathan were sort of defeating him, you know, like how they were each getting through everything,
right?
You know, how Lois was forgetting everything and Superman, you know, is trying to get her to remember, and then he's forgetting, and, you know, then Jonathan gets, you know, he's the one that kind of shatters the thing and, you know, gets them all back together. I thought that was great. The thing I did not like about this issue was in one panel, you know, Mr. Mixexiplex or whatever, Mr. Cineplex Odeon, looks like an old man. In another panel, he looks like E.T. And then in another panel, he looks like a woman. And then in the next panel, he looks like a leprechaun. And then in the next panel, he back to looking like an old man, and that, like, I don't know, I don't know what was going on.
I took it as that's him playing games, like changing the perception.
I mean, I guess that's true, but
no, it is true. It's damn true.
Well, whatever. But I'm like, I'm looking, I'm like, why is E.T. like, you know, like, cause I'm reading it, and I'm like, why is E.T. in this book? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, it's not E.T. It's just silly. I'm just not a fan of the character.
It's because you have no heart.
That's probably true. But it's also because I just don't care. You know, like, it's such a shame because Superman was kicking so much ass. And, like, they finally get to this big reveal for this, you know, one of the major plot points for the character. And I went from this being like a 5-star to like a 3.5-star book.
You're crazy.
Yep.
You are just absolutely Simon Baz crazy.
That's probably true. But at least I know that this isn't as good as it was.
Well, I can see. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you why you don't like it.
No, you goddamn argue with me.
Oh, I will probably on another book, but now for me, I don't know. This brings back the oldness, the enrichness of the old stuff to me, but like spins it in a new way or in this new rebirth stuff. So where you might give it a 3 or 3.5, I'd give it probably a solid 4. And it's probably one of my top 30 of the week, I would say.
I don't.
And you're going to disagree with me for my second top book of the week, too.
Uh-oh. Maybe not. What was your second top book?
Green Lantern.
Okay. Thank you for listening to Rebirth with me.
No, seriously.
This
was the first this was the first book that remember we talked about benchmark books before with this series?
Okay.
I think this was one where it had both of them in it, and it was actually pretty good.
But both of them were only in about half of the book.
Yep. I'm not denying that part.
Yeah.
Just telling you, they were actually in it instead of having their names on the title.
So this is another one that I've been on the fence with.
Mm-hmm.
Very much on the fence with.
More like straddling yourself.
Yeah, this is terrible. But I was not going to read this because I was just like, I just don't care. But then I decided I would read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it more than I thought I would. Half of the book was great, I think. Like the stuff with Dr. Polaris.
Mm-hmm.
I liked a lot. The stuff with Simon and his brother. I don't care. I don't care at all. I don't. There's nothing that they will do to get me to care. I don't think ever. And it annoys me that he still makes completely ridiculous mistakes in every fight. I mean, I get that he's newish, but it's still just obnoxious. And yeah. Yeah, that's my take on it. I really like the parts that they weren't in and the stuff that they were in. I was just like, all right, it's enough already.
Hmm. Well, see, and that was the thing that everything that you said that you didn't like about it is what I liked about it. Because finally we're getting character development instead of being told the same damn thing over and over again.
Explain this to me.
Okay.
Why on one page is Simon talking about how great it is that he was able to pull his brother out, his brother-in-law out of the coma?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I was able to do this and blah, 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 blah. And mm-hmm. then on, like, two pages later, he's like, I hate hospitals. My brother-in-law was in a coma. Blah, blah, blah.
Because I think that's where he's at right now. Because
I think it's terrible writing and a horrible character. And I don't care.
Because
this book's about to go the way of Justice League.
he's at the crossroads right now. Because, when he had that great, fabulous talk with Batman about the gun, right? That was like him starting to...
But how many times is he going to get over that hump? Because he's done it multiple times already.
Well, once a douchebag, always a douchebag.
I guess. At least he didn't have to tell me his name 40 times in the first two pages of the issue again.
I don't know. I'm not saying that it's awesome character development, but at least I got some character development.
Right. I am going to say that it's not awesome character development.
Okay.
And I don't care anymore.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. I don't know why I keep torturing myself by reading this book, but like every time I'm like, I'll give it one more. There's always a part of it that I like the stuff with Dr. Polaris was great. I thought that his character development in, the third of the book that he was in was better than any of the crap that they've done with the Lanterns. Like, why can they give a bad guy a backup story in one issue or a half an issue or whatever it is that gives you more information, you care more about the character and whatever than the main characters of this book have had in 19 plus issues.
I don't know.
I don't get it. You know, the Leminski issue, the Volthoom issue, and then the Polaris stuff in this are the three best things that have happened in this series.
Yeah. I understand. And I'm not saying that this one ranks up there with those benchmark books. I'm just saying that with them in it and seemingly stuck in that mud rut that they're in.
Right.
This one actually feels like it's getting ready to go somewhere with them on board.
Until 2 issues from now when Jessica's laying on her bed, can't get out of her closet, and Simon has a gun and he's yelling about going to jail.
Well, you gotta remember, I like the one, the Jessica-centric one as well.
Yep. And somehow we're still friends.
Well, that's because we usually like most things.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Heck yes. Speaking of liking most things, You know what book surprised me that I really liked?
What?
Green Arrow. Two in a row.
That was going to be my guess, but I was like, what if I was wrong? That'd be a terrible segue. And we're goddamn professionals, so I'll just say what.
Yeah, like, this is my issue. My one problem that I have with this book, and it's not, like, right now it's specifically directed at this book, but it could be any book.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm reading comics, I read comics to escape from all the crazy real-world stuff. So I like, you know, fantastical stories and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I get that you have to ground them sometimes in reality to make it better, but I don't need to read a story, you know, that's very loosely based on a situation that literally is happening in the news today, like the thing with the pipeline.
Yep.
That being said, these 2 issues of Green Arrow have been the best that this series has been.
I agree.
You know, like, yep. I think the stuff with Arsenal has been fantastic. Like, seeing the look into him more than just in, like, the Titans book has been terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing him and Oliver together is cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then throw Black Canary. Like, I like the three of them together. I thought, you know, the whole story is great. And, I mean, obviously we're going to get the whole story about what happened with his adopted father. You know, but...
Right, yeah.
But, yeah, I was like, you know what? I like the last issue. I'll give this one a chance. And I was like, I was all in on this one. So... I don't know if this book has turned the corner for me, but at least this arc has gone from being a, oh yeah, I got to read a Green Arrow issue to, yeah, I like this. I'll read it towards the beginning of my books.
Yep. I agree. And like you said, there's a couple of other publisher books that I won't get into that are the same way as to where I don't want to read the same damn thing that I'm seeing on TV or that I avoid watching on TV, the news part of it, right? But this way is actually entertaining way.
Right.
And the art's good. Arsenal's in it. And it feels like Arsenal. So that's another bonus.
Yeah.
So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying, you know, how with Roy that they're, you know, they're mixing in the flashback stuff with both him and Oliver and him and, you know, his brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think it's done. These couple issues have had a very good flow to them. that I think, you know, that it goes pretty seamlessly from flashback to present day.
Okay. Yeah.
And some books that we read doesn't do that as smooth.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree. You know,
but, mm-hmm. but yeah, I like this one. It's good stuff.
Yep, it's good stuff.
You still up on Aquaman?
I am. And actually,
a couple issues.
Yeah, at least for a couple of other issues. because this was my number one.
Interesting.
I mean, is it? Is it really a shocker?
Yes.
But it will be a shocker later when I, when it becomes my JRJR book that I can't even read because the art looks like a cartoon.
Yeah, I don't have as strong feelings against his art.
The only, I mean, I don't have like really strong, like it's not going to piss me off and I'm not going to come on here and bitch about it for 20 minutes like if it was Rob Liefeld doing the art. But I'm really, really, really enjoying this, and I don't want the art switch to really screw that up.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, that's especially if it's an artist that you're not into.
Yeah.
You know, coming on to a book that you're really enjoying, it's got to be rough.
Yeah. But, you know. Yeah, what did you think about this book?
Liked it. I'm still confused. I mean, like, I get why he's working with the Aquamarines or whatever they call themselves.
Yep.
But yeah, it's still, it seems too soon in a way. Like, wasn't it just like 2 issues ago that they were trying to kill him?
Well, it was more like 3 or 4, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
But I mean, I do like, you know, I like the storyline, you know, and everything that's happening. It's, again, this book is way better, you know,
mm-hmm.
way better than it had been. I really liked when they see all the, like the deep sea creatures in the tubes.
Right.
And they're like, oh, have you seen this? And like, oh, not for at least 1 million years. They're like, what? And they're like, yeah. Where'd you find these things? Like, these specimens? Did you make them? And they're like, no, we literally just pulled these out of this lagoon in the last, like, couple days. You know, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm definitely enjoying it. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what happens now with Deadwater.
Right.
And, you know, everything else. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dan Abnett is killing it on this book.
Yeah. Yeah. I think once he got comfortable in the series, I mean, it's definitely, for me anyway, it's like night and day. That I think, you know, the start was kind of meh, but since then, I mean, he's really pulled it together, and this has been over the last like 15, 16 issues, it's been one of the most consistently great books I think DC's been putting out.
Yep, agreed. And it's on number, I mean, 1 through 19, pretty consistent.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, like 3 through 19 is pretty consistent.
I was wondering if you're going to catch that or not.
The one book that kind of... I've been really, really, really digging Nightwing.
Yep.
Lately.
Uh-huh.
Like, since the shift to Bloodhaven. Mm-hmm. This issue was kind of weird to me.
I didn't really care for this issue.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it was. But it felt disjointed at times.
Yep. I know this like starts a whole new arc, right?
Mm-hmm.
But last week we just saw him in Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
And then now he's going to Paris to fight his own great-great-grandfather.
You don't do that?
Well, my grandfather, let alone my great-grandfather, let alone my great-great-grandfather, isn't alive, so no.
Are you sure he's not in Paris?
Well, maybe. I've never been to Paris, so I would hope not, because that means that all my... Never mind, I'm not going there. I was going to say all the tough memories that I had of him being a big, strong, burly guy. I would think that Paris would be the last place that he'd want to go, but I don't know. To me, this new arc just didn't start off on the right foot. This is actually probably my bottom book of the week, actually.
Huh.
I mean, and yes, very bottom of the pile. Like, Justice League's one above this one.
Wow.
Sometimes
it's crazy, Doc.
Well, there's a couple panels in it that the art was just crazy on.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was definitely... This book had very consistent art throughout, and this one, I don't know what was going on. You know, I did like the Black Eyed Kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this wasn't the first one in the arc. This is like the second or third, isn't it?
Well, I would say that, well, I don't really know for sure.
You know, because Damien was in the last one also, which is when, and she was taken the issue before that.
No, she was taken Damien's issue.
Was she? I thought it was the way end of the issue before. One where they were dating for the whole thing.
No, she was taking Damien's issue because that's when he found out she was pregnant, but she was gone. Right?
Now I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure that it was last issue, and she called him after he was fighting or whatever and said that they needed to talk, and he said, okay. And then... That's when Damien showed up, like, out of the blue, and then she was missing.
What issue is this?
This issue 17, right?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, maybe it is the first. I'm thinking that it's 19, like the other books.
I mean, it might be part two, but... Like that, yeah. You're right. I mean, maybe that's the actual... I looked at the Damien issue as, like, the prelogue or whatever.
Right.
As to where this one...
This issue, Nightwing Must Die Part 2, so I guess it's the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. But I liked the reveal of Professor Pig.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be interesting. But yeah, I'm with you. Like, the first bit of Nightwing was kind of where it was trying to reconcile him back as Nightwing. As soon as he got to Bloodhaven, those issues were fantastic. I mean, it was really kicking a lot of ass. And, I mean, even the last issue was way better than this one.
Yeah. Yeah, the Damien issue, like, well, I mean, Damien's in this too, but, like, the first Damien issue, part one,
right,
was, like, really good. That got you in the feels, right?
Yeah.
This one, the only feels that I feel is pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, like, this one, it went back to being, like, it seemed like Damien and Nightwing, that they, not that they came to an understanding, but it seemed like they were in a better place in the last issue.
Yeah.
And then this one, it went right back to Damien being, like, you know, just like a brat.
Yeah. It felt like last issue... They were Batman and Robin again, only they were Nightwing and Robin.
Yes. Yeah.
And then, easy for me to say, let alone the art in this first Damien part.
Yeah.
Sucks. Like, there's only, like, one, two, three times that Nightwing has a face. And then when he does have a face, his eyes are stupid. Like where it says someone inside. He's like looking all shocked. And then him and Damien are like yelling at each other, and that doesn't even look like Dick and Damien at all.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could see that.
And then when Grandpa, you know, like, I guess it's he's supposed to be hopping out, but it actually looks like he's falling out of something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This issue just, it makes me mad because of how good the last issue was.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, it is a shame. I have faith that it'll get back to where it was.
Mm-hmm.
But this was meh.
And
I like Tim Seeley a lot.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Oh, I do too. And so me acting like a spoiled brat, I'm going to punish it by putting it below Justice League.
Oh, you're crazy. I couldn't even read Justice League. That's how bad it was.
Well, you know,
Nightwing, at least I read Nightwing.
It's pretty damn bad, though.
I don't know. I mean,
I'd rather read. No, I'm not going there. I was going to say, I'd rather read something and not feel anything for it, but then read something and be pissed off because I was looking so much in for it and it didn't deliver worth a damn. And that's how we're going to end, right?
No. Because there's one more book.
I know.
That.
And it is pretty awesome.
Yeah. You read it?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good. Super Sons.
Yeah.
This issue is what I was hoping for in this series.
Yes.
The first issue I was not impressed with, but this one is freaking... No, Damien being awesome, Jonathan being Jonathan, and the whole thing was terrific.
And when you say Jonathan being Jonathan, that's not like a knock. That's just him being naive, a little kid.
Yeah, the nice, naive, you know. It's exactly the Superman and Batman where... You know, Superman is, you know, truth and justice, and Batman is like, yeah, I'm going to sneak in here. I'm going to use what I have to use to get what I need done and not tell you the whole story as I'm using you.
Yep.
And that's this. Like, I loved when Damien gets inside the room. He's like, based on his speed, I guess I have about 20 seconds. You know, I got to make it count.
Yeah. And he kept saying silence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, this Damien is the Damien that I love.
Yep.
That it's, you know, he's super smart. He knows he's super smart. He's just a total dick to everybody about it.
Yep.
You know, he's just like condescending and whatever. Mm-hmm. I liked, you know, Jonathan trying to talk his way out of the situation. And like, as soon as they get together, Damien just completely screws that up.
Yep.
Hey, remember, we're from that orphanage and whatever. He's like, yeah, you might not be able to find the other 9 bombs.
Yeah, right. And add to the fact that this is Lex. And like you said, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Or is he just a guy?
Well, in this one, he's that just the guy.
Well, he's like the principal.
Yeah.
Catching them.
Yeah. Also, the variant cover again on this was so freaking good.
Yep, agreed. That was probably my cover of the week, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. But I love that watercolor style.
Yeah, and I love how at the end where Damien's like, it took you forever to get here or whatever, thinking that it was gonna be Batman, but it's actually Superman.
Yep.
And then same thing with Jonathan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And both parents are like dark and menacing looking behind them.
Yep. You know, I also, you know, Damien trying to stop Jonathan from leaving. Mm-hmm. You know, like don't go. And he's like, no, and he leaves and of course Damien's the one that realizes, you know, we're missing somebody. And Jonathan's like, hey, I'm nice. I promise I'm nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And that, it, not only did I really enjoy the book, I thought the art style fit the book perfectly. That yeah. it was like slightly cartoony, but not really.
It's less cartoony this issue than it was last issue for me, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
But which I'm not saying that necessarily that's a bad thing, but if I wanted a cartoon style, I'd watch cartoons.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like a dark and brooding book, but it could, you know, it has those moments.
Yeah. It has those dark and brooding moments if you were 12.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
And it makes you feel, I mean, I'm not saying, like, when I read it, I felt like I was 12, but I'm saying it put me in with the character, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think this was leaps and bounds better than the first issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But when I actually, this was the last book that I read.
Me too.
Because I was kind of, well, yeah. I was kind of like, not dreading it, but it was one of those, oh man, the first one really did not impress me.
Yeah, he didn't want to be disappointed by it again.
Yeah, because I was looking forward to it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this one definitely, I'm giving it a thumbs up that you can't see because we're on Skype.
I agree. I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I'm telling you it's number one. With yeah, the right, with the correct finger.
Yeah, I mean it was definitely that was definitely my favorite book this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. Good stuff. You got anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Cool.
I was trying to think. I thought I read something today. Oh, nope. That was the whole Aquaman thing. Never mind.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to start trash talking Aquaman. That's going to be the best.
I know. It's what they've tuned in almost 40 episodes for.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be one of those, I knew you were going to turn on this book. Even though...
Oh my God, he's turned heel.
Yeah, even though the writing's probably still going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
You're just going to be like, I'm not even going to read it.
Yep.
Stupid art jerk.
Yep. Yep. Go back to like episode like 15 or 16 where you started reading Suicide Squad with JRJR and just flop it to where I'm trash talking.
Yeah. Oh, but the difference is I never started reading Suicide Squad with JRJR. I said, oh, he's on this one. That's right. Nope. Not even going to get it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you got nothing, I guess thank you all for listening to this episode of Rebirthically. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can tweet to me directly at Aaron S. Bell. You could tweet to Ronnie at RonBar316. You could tweet to the show at NL Rebirthically. You could email the show, rebirthically@gmail.com. And I guess that's it. Until next time. Same bat podcast network.
Yeah.
same
bat time.
I guess.
I don't know.